Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Pat's fixed car, the water bottle, and Bob Welch. You'll have that coming up right after this.
And now a message from the Bob and Tom Pet Care Company.
Here, Figsy. Come here, boy. Good boy. Whoa! Hey, Dad. Figsy's breath really stinks.
Oh, I know, Sam. Ugh. It smells like Figsy's been eating his own poop again.
Oh,
gee. If only they made something to make his breath smell better. Sorry, Figs. We'll have to play Frisbee some other time. You're just like a furry turd.
Sound familiar? Does your dog love to dine on his own dog logs, leaving his breath smelling like a stopped-up commode? Well, have we got the answer for you? It's a peppermint-flavored lozenge made especially for dogs like yours. Introducing new Extra Mints.
Here, Figsy. Golly, that is some bad breath. Here, Figsy, try one of these new excrements. Wow, what a difference, huh, Dad?
You bet, Sam. Figsy's face may be covered in his own feces, but his breath is minty fresh.
Hey, Dad, look. Figsy's licking his crotch again. Do you think his breath is still fresh?
We'll never know, son.
Oh, God.
We'll never know. Hey, Sam, you know why a dog licks his own...
Yeah, because he can. I've heard it a million times.
Extra Mint. Fetch some today.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Chillin in the Entertainment Center.
Yep, on a Monday.
In the half quilt, half shirt.
Half glove mitt.
What is that? It's quiltish, isn't it?
It looks like the stuff that movers throw over furniture.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah, that's
it. It looks gray.
Put Pat's shirt on that before you throw it up in Mom's attic.
I got a deal on a couple of yards of this material.
Oh, you're making your own clothes?
Oh, I have to.
Stealing out of U-Haul vans? What do that's you do? Nice.
That works.
There's Josh Arnold.
Stealing when you should have been buying.
There's Ace Cosby.
Pat's celebrating because his car's repaired.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Looks nice.
What a weekend.
There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom.
Duct tape people are sad, though. They lost a lot of money.
You've been driving around for more than a year with that body damage. Your car looks great, though, now.
Yeah.
This will help you on those dates.
Help out a lot. How long will it be before he dents it again?
Pat, you don't want to date a woman who's going to judge you for a few dents in your car.
A few.
Yeah.
They all judge, Josh.
They all judge.
I wonder why.
You know, the thing is, when the dents are all rusty, you know they've been there for a long time. That was, sure, I think, the problem. But now it's...
And it's not the denting. It's the fact that you're either... It shows you're either too lazy or poor.
Well, but all taped up. It looks good now, Pat.
It looks very nice.
Or possibly both.
Guy that did a very nice job.
Yeah, thank you, Dustin.
Thank you, Dusty.
Dustin,
okay. I might need your number, dude.
Okay.
Well, I might have had an incident.
It's Dustin the Wind Auto Repair. Dustin the Wind.
That's his nickname? His nickname is the Wind?
The Wind. They call him the Wind. The Wind!
Okay.
I know a guy they call the Breeze.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's interesting. Boy, Uriah Heep and Leonard Skinner this morning. I'm full of references.
Now, Josh, of course, is now famous for toting around this giant jug of water with all kinds of marks on it, I guess marking the time of day.
It's got the time of day on the lawn.
Ounces, centiliters, what all the...
Milliliters and ounces, yeah.
Okay, and then interestingly enough, the city where Josh was born, St. Louis, Missouri, has decided to back up Josh. So now it's so big that it says, "Welcome to St. Louis," right there on the side of the thing, like you're driving into town, and oh look, there's the town water tower.
So it was a water tower joke.
Yeah. Where's he going with it? Was that?
There's a lot of water in there.
St. Louis is sponsoring Josh.
So you're supposed to drink what, 8 16-ounce
I think so,
glasses of water a day? Is that it?
Or four 4 2-liter bottles of Diet Pepsi a day.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing. Your body doesn't know liquid.
You won't bully me out of doing this. I'm just letting you know. Your battle, you will lose.
And by the way, speaking of that, whose day is it to piss in the
water bottle?
Not me. I'm a little dehydrated. It'll turn it yellow.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Remember the rule. You got to really hydrate so when you pee in there. Okay.
Can you imagine?
Are you allowed to put ice in there?
Sure.
Okay.
Like I can put whatever I want in here.
Is the hole big enough to put ice in there?
The
hole.
Well,
the
yeah. Yeah.
Put cubes in there. Okay. Oh, there you go. Oh,
bloop, bloop.
Yeah. Put some Kool-Aid in there.
I'm so fascinated with this water.
You have a Kool-Aid team?
Oh, yeah.
I could fill this thing with all jus if I wanted to.
That's right.
Now,
you could queso.
Maybe over there. Maybe on the weekends, just gravy.
That's basic. Au jus is basically gravy. You can't.
No.
Punchline
No.
Au jus is the white song.
Au jus is much more liquid gravy. There's a certain viscous quality, a thick.
I got everybody pairs of jus for Christmas.
You did, yes.
Yeah, you did.
Pairs of jus?
Nothing. Okay, well, let's move forward here. What's happening?
Dear Josh, dear chick, pass this along to Josh.
Hi.
I was watching TikTok the other day, and lo and behold, Bob Welch popped up singing Sentimental Lady. I started laughing very hard because all I heard was Josh singing like Bob Welch.
Well, I believe, chick, I got to give credit where credit's due here. I believe you first mentioned that this voice
team,
was...
It's the team game.
Well, it sure has become.
But I was saying how much I enjoyed much of his work, especially
some of
Fleetwood
about.
Mac's... Yeah. Oh, no, he's fantastic.
Girl.
What a natural voice, huh?
Real smooth.
With you, baby.
Oh, here it comes. Yeah, go.
Your eyes got me dreaming. Hey, Mom. Hey. We're playing dad's song again.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Now, come on, that's a great
here,
song.
Listen to this one. See, the sides were like glass. This is Bob.
That's where it started. That actually, when he sings glass, is where it kicked all this off.
Lamb. And if any man's hand ever
made that land, then I think it would have shown. I mean, that's great guitar playing, great melody.
We're not, that's not the issue. The issue is the singing.
Yeah, Bob, we're going to need another one. Yeah. Did I not say glass? Right?
Well, hang on. I'm going to hear him say glass. Hold on.
You see, the sides were like glass.
Okay, there's a lot of something glass. In that glass.
There's something. Like,
Bob,
there's a lot of hissing going on.
Bob, have you been watching Sesame Street again? Are you trying to talk like the Muppets? Is that what you're doing?
It's a very nice song.
Draw drinks out of a jug. I drink out of a glass. Very nice.
So it's all over TikTok now.
All over TikTok is Bob Welch.
Okay, so all over TikTok also, our song Camel Toe is everywhere on TikTok now. The Bob and Tom Band and Orchestra.
People seem to like that one.
Yeah, and they're doing all kinds of funny videos based on it. Mm.
This concerns Mike Mark. We got an email from a listener, and Mark is whatever, is our clearinghouse, if you will, for the emails, and he puts them in order and things like that. And he had a listener ask. There was a certain Pat Daly song that he was trying to find, and he emailed. What's up with that? Can you help me with the title? And Mark sent back, of course, here's the title of the song, and I can't find it right now because I'm nervous because Tom will yell at me if I don't have it right away and read this really fast.
So, what is the song so we can get it?
Also, I don't want to hear it. So, out drinking and piss on all the cars.
Oh, I love this.
So, Mark signs all of his emails to listeners, Mike Mark.
Right.
Okay, Mike/Mark. So damned if this guy doesn't thank you for helping me. I really do appreciate it. I love the show. My best to you both.
Mike Mark.
Now, do you want to explain the origin story?
Because you called him Mike for 17 years.
You want to know why? That had something to do with it. I stole it from Carol O'Connor on All in the Family because he used to say, the Reverend Felcher.
Fletcher!
Whatever. Right. So I went, Mike,
when
Mark,
I said Mike, you corrected me. Okay. Yes. Very good.
Yeah, because so you've been calling him Mike for so long.
Right. I should have stood up and explained it to
Would
him.
You know him on site? Which one? Who Mike Mark
If you ran into him at Home Depot, would you go, oh, hey, Mike Mark?
If he weren't handing you a Starbucks, you would be able to recognize him.
I don't know.
From the award-winning morning show on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, The Musers, the podcast.
So right now we're podcasting?
Yeah. No, not yet.
He just put us into it.
No, I was accidentally podcasting.
Oh, we were for a second, but we're not now.
Well, we want to start intentionally podcasting.
We're back.
That was accidental.
That was a false start. Three,
two, one.
Every Wednesday, Junior Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith drop a new episode of The Musers, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Birthday Chick McGee celebrating with us all today is...
Well, it begins and ends with Dobby Iris and the greatest song ever written.
You want to explain who Dobby Iris is to Willie?
Is this like late 70s, early 80s?
Yeah,
it's right before that glam metal era.
Pop star.
Yeah.
Is this glam metal? I just think it's a good
song. It's right before it, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's a good song.
We should play
it. It's a great song.
Love is like a rock.
No, that's an awful song. Love is like a rock. This has more hooks than a tackle box. I'm in right away.
I love it. Love that song.
Is
Love is Like a Rock, and the radio told me, is that the one?
No. That was by Reunion, Tom.
What was that one?
But the guy talks really fast.
Oh, right.
Life is a rock.
Life is a rock.
Okay.
But the radio rolled me. You remember how gorgeous that song is. It's kind of like Love is Like a Rock or whatever.
Of course, Bob Seger, Like a Rock.
Uh-huh. Paul Simon, I Am a Rock.
Oh, sure.
Oh, we're going to do all rock songs, too.
Literally.
Great.
Yeah.
Moana, I'm pretty sure The Rock sings a few songs in that show.
Yeah, he does.
Here we go. This is Life is a Rock.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, here's my favorite song by Dobby Iris. We can't stop this. Your head starts moving, singing along, you're humming. And here's Ace's favorite song.
No, this is the reunion.
No, my girl's my favorite.
This is Life is a Rock.
Never mind.
Here we go.
Yeah. I used to know all the words, but I don't anymore. I love this song.
Did you really?
I like it, too. Beepy Bumble and the Stingers, but the Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lenny Mack and Twang and Eddie, his ring will go and steady.
It's like a silly song.
He did this before Savage Garden ever did.
You got the idea?
Oh, this is inspired. Here it comes. Life is a rock, but the radio rolled me.
Wow. Yeah, and then it just sort of takes about 100 plus names from pop culture and crams them in there.
That's a karaoke song.
That'd be
sober for that one.
I don't want to hear you making fun of Lil Nas X or DaBaby or whoever else. That was garbage. That was terrible.
Well, I think it was underscoring some of the great people in the world of pop music.
Sorry, you got Mott the Hoople in there. I heard that.
Yeah. Very early on.
It's like a list song, right, Tommy? You love those list songs.
Yeah, it crams everything in there. Artfully shoving them in. Let's listen to the beat. Listen very carefully. You're right. Mott the Hoople very early on.
Listen to that electric piano.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
But then the guy starts talking. Beepy Bumble
and the Stingers, Mott the Hoople, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack and Twang. I don't even know.
Lonnie Mack.
I heard Lonnie Mack. The
Twang.
The Staple Singers was in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Staple Singers.
Yes, that was one of those things you had to kind of... In those days, write it down. You couldn't look up. I'm sure you can find the lyrics in the internet.
Oh, I have no doubt they're out there. Yeah.
Keep them in the same folder as my cantos by Ezra Pound. Right now, coming up in sports,
World records, buddy, involving eggs again, and the good old Rubik's cube.
Okay,
again.
Tell me, to Christia, how many eggs do you think you could hold in one hand?
Oh.
Are they raw? Oh, I dropped a raw.
Well, this isn't just holding.
Probably 18.
18?
Yeah, at the grocery store. You just take them right off the Jumbo XL.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Without the carton.
Good job.
Oh, sorry about that.
You trickster.
That does change
I have
things.
Small hands. I'm going to say 3.
I bet I could hold
3?
No, you can't hold 3.
How many eggs could you hold in one butt?
None.
I bet
you
get a few up there.
Now, cool. And
how much money? How much money would you have to have? We put an egg on your chair, and you have to sit down on it.
No,
and crack it. How much? $10,000.
Oh, wait a minute.
Just
take
to
it.
Sit on an egg?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it.
There's some guy out there who just almost wrecked his car.
They're finally going to do it. Christy's going to sit on an egg.
Hey, I've been waiting for
you. Know, I've been looking the world over for fellow ovum. Now I found it.
She's A, got to be naked. B, the egg has to crack, but I need photos.
Right. You didn't say I had to be naked.
Chick pics.
And her feet way up in the air.
Now, Willie, it's my understanding. We were talking about the John Hamm. Mm-hmm. Who is a very fine actor, of course, from Mad Men, among other things. And he's in a new sort of radio play / podcast.
Yeah.
And are you're reading it or listening to it right now?
Yeah, I listened to it on the way up to the first show with Josh, you know, kind of just to get my head, not be nervous, listen to something. And it's great. I can't believe I love it so much because, like, radio play is not a thing for guys my generation, yeah. Really.
But it's a true story about... A guy Cereal named Tony Caritzis taking somebody hostage.
It's a different one, yeah.
It's a dramatic retelling.
Right.
It's very dramatic, and it takes itself very seriously.
Oh, it should. The guy had a shotgun wired to somebody's head.
Yeah, no, mortgage broker. It was all in real time, so that was one of the first real-time watching it on TV,
yes.
Dramas
Christy's
unfolding.
Right. That was kind of like the OJ thing.
Yeah.
But earlier.
Right.
Was it being followed nationally?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was live on TV. I mean, it was crazy.
He literally had a shotgun wired to the guy's head in case. So he fell over.
Yes.
Yikes.
And I know, or I read it, or maybe I dreamed it, but network executives and television people who can control this, they were worried about what might happen on real live television. So they started to... I mean, we would have gotten there anyway with the delay system, but they said we need to ramp this up a little bit because
they called it the Ruby button.
Yeah, it's like yeah. All right.
Well,
horse got out of the barn once. Let's not.
Yeah. What you're listening to right now may have happened several seconds ago because we have a digital delay circuit.
Or in Tom's world, late 1967.
So when Chick casually throws out the F word as he did not too long ago, we're able to hit the button.
I did do that, didn't I?
Yes.
Very conversational.
The button over here is labeled. Dump. It's the so-called dump button.
If you didn't hear me do that, go on Bob and Tom social media and see that video. It's stunning. I have no idea saying it.
Nope.
I'm completely oblivious to the
You had just returned from your bow.
Yeah, it was your first day back.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
My COVID.
Perhaps we can find the audio later and share
very
it.
Very funny. Chick, I was home that day getting ready for the call-in, and I was watching. I laughed for 10 minutes. I laughed through the whole break. I texted you. I texted my dad. I texted Dean.
It was just me hanging out, yep. Talking with buddies.
It was so funny.
I was waiting for the wings to be delivered. What I was doing.
Well, we'll revisit that momentarily. In any event, Josh, what was the name of the book you're reading?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay.
Good stuff.
And this is the famous Chick McGee. This was your first day back.
After COVID.
And we obviously had to go back and put a beep on it, but you'll see what.
Sure. Hard to believe guy wrote that. Wrote me and Julio down by the schoolyard or whatever the fuck.
That's bullshit.
What? Oh, no. Remember the days of the old schoolyard. That was,
So Chick is upset because he thinks he got the title of the song wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Which he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought that was Josh saying, oh. I didn't say it. I said...
Right. No, it was okay.
Say it.
Now I had to hit it again.
God. That would have been... That was just a stumble.
Yes.
That's the old...
I misspoke.
That's the old story of the guys touring the factory. So how'd you lose your finger? Well, I went like this with the lathe. Oh, there goes the other one.
Wham. No, wait. I was trying to say, I thought Josh said, oh, no! But I guess it was me.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I was too busy laughing.
I had no idea.
So you were complaining about which song? Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard?
No. The Cat Stevens song.
Cat Stevens.
Do you remember the days of the old schoolyard?
Ugh.
Yeah. Which is a horrible song, but he wrote so many great songs.
Yeah, yes, okay. Yeah.
Climb again, on that peace tree.
But so, oh, so you, not only did you get the song wrong in your little a piece here, but you cursed. Let's do it one more time.
Hard to believe guy wrote that. Wrote me and Julio down by the schoolyard or whatever the fuck.
That's bullshit.
Hold on. Remember the days of the old school.
That's right.
Hold on.
Yeah. So, the correction isn't it? I'm sorry that I just.
No. Because I don't think you knew.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Mic drop.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Former U.S. Navy SEAL Mike Ridley. Uncovering truth with the heroes who live to tell it.
I've been shot at, blown up, you name it.
You know, you go to the sound of the guns.
It's weird. I mean, I've had so many near-death experiences.
What if the units took a guy out back and shot him?
Bam, you're gone.
I would choose to do what frogmen do. That's what I chose, and it's what I would choose again.
Mic drop. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.